last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
There are three shield marshals in this stateroom that you see, and they're standing next to some contraption covered up by a cloth, and there's an empty box in the room.
An empty box. Okay.
One of them turns and takes a shot at you.
Fly away.
Fly away. All right. So maybe you won't be in combat.
Yay. Yeah. Get me out of here.
Well, now where do we go, though?
I mean, I think we have to go fight those shield marshals.
They are in the way, but I'm also not thrilled about fighting whatever's in that box.
Don't forget we're the Shinfall of Five.
Yeah. Come on, let's fight a box then.
It's the only way to get through. I feel like it's going to be another thing like the elephant. It's just some other contraption. And we'll have to fight that and then her.
How cool would it be, though, if we were so diplomatic we got her to turn the bomb off?
That's no way.
That would be cool. There's no way.
39 to hit.
That is a critical success.
Yes.
On my fortitude save. Oh, a natty
gosh.
2.
Oh, my gosh.
Please tell me it's the crit failure.
That is a crit failure.
Yes!
You are stunned 3. Just go right for the neck.
Yummy.
I rolled third a natty attack. 20.
Ooh, are you kidding
yes!
me?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm still learning how to use hero labs.
That's okay.
So fun for me.
You roll physical dice, so it's okay.
It's okay. You just have one of the most complicated characters
ever. Yeah, right. You know. Against an off guard, it's not a crit.
Shh. It's a
yes!
crit.
Because this is going to get messy. This is going to get messy.
Let's go.
Okay.
This is like ultimate Dire Nairu combo wombo.
Dire Nairu.
Dire Nairu.
Dire Nairu.
My natural speaking voice is Gomac. I've been doing an accent this whole time.
First, so hold on to this number, 64.
I'm going to try to consume some more of your resources and get a natural 20 on this roll. Natural 6. That's a miss. What is going on?
18 damage.
Oh my gosh. Please describe your kill.
Yay! There we go.
He freezes to death.
And as you defeat these shield marshals, what stands in front of you now as you walk up some stairs to the top deck is the end of this campaign.
No.
Let it sit in. Angelique Loveless and the final Pyronite Bomb are waiting. Who knows what she has planned for you guys?
And now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. And Duval, go ahead. Just get it out of the way.
What do you want me to do?
You know exactly what you need to do.
I don't need to do anything. I washed my hands earlier. I'm good.
You have an obsession.
Obsession with? Help me know myself.
The obsession is me.
This is right. Because your face looks totally different.
It's a little different.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
There's some Just for Men going on.
There is definitely some Just for Men.
Just for Men gel.
There's your more aerodynamic on your chin.
Color 55.
55. Well, there's
no. Oh, no, it's 45. 55. I used 45, didn't I? Dark brown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does the number Squirrel coincide brown. With age?
Whoa.
No.
Genuine question. Like, if you went 55, would it be more gray?
You would be a 55. Because you have a black hair color.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Higher than
the
number, darker
the color. Then 60 is like...
Pitch black.
Pitch black, yeah. I went to Comic-Con in Emerald City, and I went as Captain Price. So hopefully I saw some Thunder Buddies there.
Hey.
You went as who?
Captain Price.
Who?
Captain Price. Captain Price.
There we go. Yeah.
Leader of Task Force 141.
You got to do that the whole show.
Yep. I was there with Lieutenant...
Dan?
Lieutenant Simon. Simon Ghost. Well, I can't remember Lieutenant's last name.
What would it sound like if Captain Price did an impression of Forrest Gump?
Ooh, good one. Go.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And then you shoot it in the face.
That's pretty good.
What's Ghost's last name? Simon Riley.
Jenkins.
No.
Riley.
Is it Riley?
Jenkins.
Simon Ghost Riley. And I were there. Lieutenant
Diane.
Ghost Riley. Captain
Diane.
John Price.
Did you see anybody cool there?
I probably did. at the time of this recording, it's tomorrow.
Oh, I'm freaking hilarious.
This particular episode doesn't air until standby. It's loading. I don't know why it's taking so long for Excel to load. Why Excel?
Because you use a sundial as a calendar on the computer.
17th of March. Yeah, it was a good time. I'm sure.
Yeah,
we'll see next episode if I'm like, oh, freaking Comic-Con was awful. Then you'll know.
There was no free popcorn this year. Last year, there was so much free popcorn.
Yeah, we are going. I'm taking an extra thing of deodorant to hand out to someone. Bro, I'm sure.
It's going to smell sharing is caring. Oniony in there, bro.
It is
pungent. Nerds
in Seattle.
It is spicy.
It's going to be bad. Bruh. It's going to be bad.
Yeah,
it's going to be rank, as my grandma would say. Mm-hmm. Why smell so rank in here?
Yeah.
Comic-Con, grandma.
Yeah, five floors.
Fly
they do all five floors.
That's a T-shirt. Of the
dang.
And both five convention center sites too.
Really?
It's not just it's both could sites.
Be, it so the hotel one too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're on tour with Wu-Tang. Five floors of funk.
Oh, I would go see that.
No, they wouldn't be on tour. No, they would be on tour with Tower of Power.
Yeah. Five floors of funk. And they would be a local opener.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Local opener.
Wow.
That's a band name.
Divergent.
Local opener?
Local opener?
I'm still talking about
Comic-Con. That's
a great band name. We're all talking about Dibs.
We're all talking about it right now.
Thunder Buddies, you can't use it. I call Dibs.
Jordan called Dibs. I call second Dibs if he doesn't want it. Thunder Buddies, you can have thirds.
Are you playing on your phone over there?
Listen.
What are you playing?
Look.
What is this? She's addicted to this fruit stacking game.
Like a fruit.
Oh, they combine?
Smash. Yeah, they combine.
Those games are so fun.
I'm playing this and Load the Meeples on the bus.
Load and the Meeples.
Sortie.
And I don't think you can call them that anymore.
Yeah, it's 2025. That's a good point. We're in Washington. Yeah.
I'm listening.
Do you remember the game Lemmings?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That game was so fun to play.
Or on the 360, I remember playing Keflings.
Kingdom for Keflings.
It was like the
It's the same
game,
the thing, with right?
No.
No.
Completely different.
No. It just
not
reminded
even remotely the same.
You said Lemmings. I started thinking like
you just thought about it.
ING was in the title of what you said and what he was thinking about.
Yeah. Got it.
And so
it's all about the ing.
Yep.
No, Lemmings, because you just drop and they'd walk.
Yeah.
And they until you did something to get into the map.
Turned one of them into a lemming was
wasn't
a job.
Wasn't that on Super Nintendo?
Here's the lesson.
Computer.
We're everywhere.
Right? Lemmings is a capitalism
Lemmings,
allegory.
Lemmings is literally the human condition on display.
It's Comic-Con.
You have a bunch of people walking themselves off a cliff until enough of them have a job.
But it's like
save everybody.
Then Rocko's Modern Life came out with a game, right? The show Rocko's Modern Life. You guys remember that?
Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah. They made a game, and his dog, which I'm forgetting the name of it right now, would just do the same thing.
Rocko's the dog, isn't he?
No. Rocko has a dog. Rocko's a wallaby.
What is that?
And
has Australian thing.
It's like
thing.
A small kangaroo. Mm.
And he has a dog, and the dog would just walk. And your job is to get him through the level safely without dying. It's great.
No, that dog won't die.
It was on Windows.
Windows.
I played it on Windows.
Yeah. Here's a statement. We've strayed far from Comic-Con.
But have we?
Think about all the... Never mind.
There is a Pathfinder actual play. Whoa. Why are you like this? There's a Pathfinder Society table set up the whole time. Go ahead, say
really?
Every time you laugh at it, we have to say something because when we get serious in a minute,
yeah. Well,
as I teleport this boat across Alkenstar,
have we met? I don't know if I can be serious. Talking to you is like talking to some random dude in a bar. I don't know, but who's really into looking at me in the eye? I don't like it. What's going on?
It's the Lemmings theme song. Yeah.
So old, I don't remember.
Gotta cut all that now.
I know.
Hey,
sorry.
This
Duval
is back.
We're talking. Jordan and Greg are talking. They're having separate conversations here.
Hey, Brittany's playing the game.
Brittany's the only person
in the conversation.
Experiencing peace
God,
right
we
now.
We are trash.
No, for the record, caffeine on the table.
For the record, that game came out when you had to buy separate speakers for your computer,
which
I don't believe we had, which is why I've never heard that song.
That tracks.
Oh, Greg, you were as poor as I was.
You had computers in your house?
How many discs?
We were not poor.
How many discs
you had a house?
Did it come on?
I think this is a single. Like
single
it doesn't
floppy?
Take much.
Yeah.
Well, if it's floppy, it's probably four. Oh, man.
How many terabytes of information do you think it's going to take to teleport the entire gear smoke
he's trying to transition.
Across the city?
Terabytes of information?
Yeah, I mean,
four. It's more than that.
Five.
This is like
what's
real-time
beyond
rendering.
A terabyte?
A gigabyte.
No, that's below. I don't remember.
A smidgetbyte.
That's probably correct. Probably.
Below a terabyte?
No, above a terabyte.
Oh,
what's
above.
After what's terabyte? What's 1,024 terabytes is what?
I think it's a petabyte.
Guy? Come on, IT guy.
Probably.
I'm not an IT guy.
You're an IT guy.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
Hey, juice box guy. Give me a juice box.
I'm not the juice box guy.
It's pretty funny. It's just, I'm sorry, honey.
It's okay.
That's from Kicking and Screaming, a great family movie.
It's a soccer documentary.
Yeah, because we watch those.
It goes terabyte, petabyte, exabyte.
Petabyte or pentabyte?
Peta.
Without
P-E-T-A.
Without an N. Cero miedo.
Anyway.
No.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm just making sure I got the right. It's not pentabyte.
Peta. Like petabyte.
Petabyte.
Like, you see that bite over there? Go pet it.
Okay.
Petabyte.
Hey! Hey! Petabyte over there!
I got a petabyte over here!
Yo! Hey! I didn't say you could pet my bike!
Remember when I was doing the Italian thing?
Yeah.
And you hated it?
No.
Okay.
I might petabyte. Have said I hated it so you would stop.
Exabyte.
Fair.
Zettabyte.
Zettabyte.
Here's the here.
I'm ready.
Yodabyte.
Oh! Like Yoda. Y-O-T-T-A?
Yeah, you got it.
That's Yodabyte.
Yeah. Yodabyte.
But I'm going to say Yoda because...
I'm going to say Yoda.
For obvious
it's
reasons.
Yoda.
I'm going to say Yoda.
Find us on Discord and let us know. Is it Yoda or Yoda?
Yeah. Find us on Discord.
Discourse?
What did I say?
For discourse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me you're old without telling me you're old. Find me on the gram text.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facey Space.
Face Space. That's a website. Yeah.
My page. My bookie page.
Yodabyte.
Yodabyte. Yodabyte.
Well, yep. If AI says Yoda. It, then we all go, yeah.
Yodabyte.
Yodabyte.
Oh, dumb.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't know. By now, Thunder Buddies, you probably know. It's a late night recording.
Oh, man.
And here we are.
You're welcome.
I'm going to try again. I know it was 3 minutes ago I tried. I'm going to try again. We're going to bring it in.
Okay.
Because we do have to actually. Oh, my gosh. You know, here's the deal.
We're delaying the inevitable.
This guy.
Here's the deal, Thunder Buddies. We're 4 episodes away from the end of this story.
Boo.
And none of us want it to end.
Boo.
And so we're dragging out our intros.
Yeah.
It's true. But when we last left the Shumfall of 5, Luton detected a magic spell that was swallowing the entire gear smoke. Using her arcane knowledge, along with, I think, Darnayru, somebody else helped with an arcane roll in there at the end of the episode. Listen back.
Yeah.
Could use the downloads.
Failed it.
And we determined that it was Teleportation Circle, which is normally a spell used to transport you and your friend, or maybe 3 of your friends, across time and space. But as the spell begins to engulf the boat, all these runes light up on every surface. And you can see that the spell boundary is extending to where all of these magical runes are, and it encompasses the entire boat and everybody on it. Now, the deck has been cleared. All passengers have been confined to their quarters. And you guys just finished wiping out a glass sentry and a few corrupt shield marshals.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happened, when that combat ended, is when this spell began. And it is emanating from up on the top deck near the front of the boat. The
bow, that's where it started,
if you will. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was information I didn't tell you last week. I'm telling you now, Greg. That's where it's at.
All right, let's go kill
so,
it.
What color are we seeing?
It's like a purple and white swirling.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of, it almost looks like reverse raindrops that are shimmering in space, where you can see that fabric of reality is starting to warp and separate.
But it looks like it's encompassing the boat, not like the boat is passing through it.
Yeah, it's staying with the boat. As you guys are cruising down the river, you know, the spell is staying with the boat. What else do we know about it? Teleportation Circle, the ritual, it takes a long time typically to cast, but this is clearly a much more powerful version, so you can't make any assumptions. If you were to go into the Chungus and look up Teleportation Circle, it would tell you that the casting time for that ritual is 1 day, 24 hours.
Whoa.
So do you have that long?
No.
Do you know? We don't know, and that's indeterminate at this time.
Okay.
Do we know where we are?
On the river? Like, is that what you mean?
We haven't actually teleported.
Oh, what time was it again? We had how long till we assumed we'd be at the screw?
You still had what you assumed to be at least a day.
That's right.
Because you had this entire day, which you've only really gotten into one encounter.
Yeah.
And then the night. And then sometime tomorrow morning, you would be arriving at the screw. But now this spell is happening. Right.
Okay. By the way, if you say have a nice day, it sounds one way. But if you say enjoy the next 24 hours, it sounds way worse.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the next 24 hours.
Just throwing that out there.
Because it's all you've got. Before Task Force 141 finds you and eliminates you.
You're trying to be unbothered right now.
Mr. Jenkins, right?
Yeah, Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
That's it.
Got it. I played that game.
Does it look like anybody else is freaking out?
There is nobody else to judge. The deck is
on lockdown.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were going up the stairs when this happened. This is before we go up the stairs.
Before you go up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing then?
Is there any other checks we can roll to determine, like, when the spell's coming to completion or something?
Great question, because casting of teleportation circle is a primary arcana or occultism. So if somebody wants to roll an occultism,
I do.
Crafting or survival can also be used at a higher DC because they are the secondary check, but it is appropriate. So one at a time, I'll take rolls from everybody who wants to, starting with I do over there.
Okay. I do. Oh, come on.
Oh, wah, wah. Sit, play it, play it, play it, Jordan, play it. Hurry, play it, play it. Wait, right when he says the number.
I'm going to use a hero point because I have three.
Oh, you have three?
Yeah, I have three.
You had zero.
No, I had three. I don't know how, but right. I do.
Are you rolling occultism?
I'm rolling occultism. I really want to know how to interrupt the spell if I can.
Cue it up.
It's ready. It's ready.
I rolled way better than a four. I rolled a seven. So that's a 26.
A 26.
That right? 25.
A 25. You rack your brain. What is happening here is beyond your knowledge in occultism. I'm sorry.
Terrible roll.
Are you doing a crafting check?
I'm doing a crafting check.
The DC is 29.
Okay.
What'd you get?
Well, the first time I rolled a 26, but then I used a hero point.
Oh, man.
The second time. Yeah, go ahead and hit me with your wham, wham, wham.
Oh, really? It's going to be one of those?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you roll?
He rolled a 26 the first time.
Come on. Stay with us.
MC J Easy is dropping.
I'm doing too many things.
What are you doing on your phone over there?
Second time I got a 37.
That's got to be a 19 or a 20 or
it's
something.
It's a 17.
Whoo, goodness.
Nice.
Okay. Well, this spell.
I want to drive the boat now.
Is so. And this was a crafting check, yes?
Yes.
What you know about this spell with your crafting check is it is so potent and powerful that it can teleport the entire gear smoke without any problem.
Whoa.
You're going to go on a trip.
We're going on a trip.
In our favorite rocket ship?
Yeah. In your least favorite paddle wheel
ship.
Like
that part of Willy Wonka where he's saying, in the paddles are moving.
Yes, and they're in the tunnel that stretches them. And
don't know where they're going.
Yeah.
That's the most scary movie.
That is time
in that movie.
Good day, sir.
I rolled for survival. I rolled a 9. For 29 total.
Wow. That's exactly going to do it.
Yeah. That wow is everything.
Yeah. I am impressed.
Thank you.
That you hit the DC exactly.
Thank you.
Whoa.
And what survival will tell you is...
We're going to live.
See. No. I need to... Let me look
no,
it up.
No.
You're definitely not going to live. Oh, actually, what survival would tell you is that everyone on board will be transported if they're on the boat.
Everyone on board. Oh.
Everyone on board is going. Okay. There is no question there.
You're all going
for a strange
needed.
Trip.
Like you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the only thing that really is missing is the when.
And I have survival. Should I still roll even though?
Well, you succeeded the arcana check. Yeah, you can roll survival.
Okay.
Why not?
If there's anything else we can learn.
Really mad I failed my roll.
Ooh, 14.
That was tipping on 20 for
30
a split
total?
Second.
30.
Yeah, almost.
Normally, when casting teleportation circle with a survival check as the secondary, the ritual can be located at the destination instead of the point of origin.
Oh.
And that is a feature of the teleportation circle ritual, is that you can open a gateway to yourself instead of taking yourself to a new destination.
Does her role let us know if that's what is happening?
It does not.
That was deep.
Mm. So something could potentially be on its way here.
Right.
Or we all could be potentially on our way somewhere. It seems like we're going somewhere, personally. Because the whole boat got swallowed up in this thing.
We're going to the screw.
I mean, this would be the faster way to get there.
Something is coming to you.
Yeah.
To the entire boat.
Another boat.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
That was good.
You ever seen a shark's eye?
Like a dog's eyes.
It's got black eyes. Dead. Like a dog's eyes.
Yep.
First they bite you.
Can you do it quieter?
That from Jaws?
Yeah. I know that because George showed me the entire clip last time we recorded.
And apparently memorized it so that he could recite it here on our podcast. All breathy and romantic. Very good.
I'm smitten.
Well, you've got some serious magic happening around you.
Well, I mean, we still need to stop the bomb. I don't know what else to do. What else do you guys want to do?
I don't think there's anything we can do about this, and it's happening.
Right.
The Scott GM guy said that the spell is emanating from the bow.
Yeah. Yep.
So why don't we go kill what's emanating?
Yeah.
It's got to be Ibrium.
There's nothing That's else to I do think. But go in there and finish and the job.
Stop it at the source.
That guy's the worst.
I don't like it, but we have to go.
Well, we need to stop him and Loveless and the bomb, so.
Yeah, just come on.
I think he's the next step.
Do we know for sure Loveless is on the boat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've heard as much from the other passengers.
Okay.
Maybe if she loved more, she wouldn't be so evil.
Yeah.
Skibbity bop.
Okay.
So we're going to kill the thing?
We have to go up to go to the bow, right?
That's correct.
The only way
you're
to get
going
there.
To the mini boss before the end game boss. Unless it's a twofer.
A twofer? I think it's going to be a twofer.
Oh, and the two of them would be rough.
I'm and scared. A boss is coming. So it's going to be a threefer.
So you head up to the top deck? Question mark.
No.
We have
Charge!
To.
Charge!
Yeah. Leroy!
Onward.
Here we go.
The Shumfollow 5 head up the starboard side of the boat to the top deck.
Hooty-hoo.
You can see the room that Luton was able to see.
Yeah.
Through the window when she was going through the side wall.
Right. Wall.
No, not that one.
I'm surprised I survived that one.
I'm glad you did, because that would have been terrible.
Too. It was a bad idea in retrospect.
Interestingly enough, the windows are shut.
Open them.
It was made by those who are dead.
The way is shut. The windows are definitely shut. You can see the old fog of war of the room because of Luton's scouting, but you can't see what's in there anymore.
Okay.
You know there were 3 shield marshals. That's what she saw. There was an empty crate.
Mm-hmm.
And something under a sheet, and that's it. That's what you know.
Is it safe to assume that they shut the windows or the blinds or whatever so that, I mean, since I've peeked in or...
Potentially, yeah. Okay. It's possible.
I think underneath the sheet is another one of those sentries, the glass sentries.
The only thing that you guys can see as an access point is a door in the very middle of the boat, and it is currently shut.
All right.
Let's go. Open the door.
And there's nobody up here.
Walk me through the exploration mode activities really quick. Who's doing what?
Avoiding
notice and scouting. I know Luton's detecting magic. Ixel.
Searching for danger.
Keyway.
I'm looking. I got his back. I got his 6.
Searching for danger.
Yeah.
I need Ixel and Keyway to roll a perception check.
Oh, okay.
As the searchers.
24.
32.
As you approach the door, you realize that there is a small tripwire attached to the door.
Oi. Wait. Back up, everybody.
What?
Yes.
What?
There's something going on here.
Is it a wire for tripping?
It appears so, cat friend. It appears so.
Aw, I'm a friend.
Time to disable.
We gotta disarm this tripwire.
I do not have thievery, so it won't be
no, that w- yeah, I can do it. It would be whoever has thievery to disable a device. The way that it's rigged is if the door opens, something will happen, but wherever that wire goes is inside the hull. And what you're looking at, too, is just another deck. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of windows, 6 on either side of you. They're all shut with the curtains drawn in front of them. This door is the only way into that area. And whatever this little cable is leads into whatever is beyond the door.
Okay. Joke's on us because it actually just kills the end game boss.
Yep.
Just kidding.
Oh, we should check it.
So
it's attached to Loveless's heart. And if you... She said, if anyone makes it this far, I just want to go.
Yeah.
Just take me out.
Do you have thievery?
I do.
You can can this be aided?
Can disable a device be aided? I'm taking my time with everything right now, you guys, since we are right at the edge of disaster.
In the second core rulebook on page 7, it says that you can.
If you're right, I don't think it's going to be page 7 because they're still getting into their, we're Paizo and we're the best BS, but... nothing in disabled device says it can't be aided. Oh, let's look at aid.
If it's silent, you can get violent.
Running the game, aid. It's up to you whether someone's preparation is enough to let them aid an ally. The preparation should be specific to the task at hand. Helping someone hold a lockpick steady might be enough preparation to aid an attempt to pick a lock. So I'm going to say that this can be aided.
Cool.
If you're attempting to disable a device that could potentially lead to God only knows, then yeah, you can aid. So who's my primary?
Or should you roll, and if you don't do well, I roll.
Yes, again. Please fail.
I think should...
It'll explode.
I think you should aid.
Okay.
And we should just nail this.
All right.
Do you want the primary or the aid roll first?
I want the aid roll first. Okay. Who, Greg's primary?
I'm primary.
Outstanding. Yep. Keyway, what do you got to disable device?
On the aid roll?
Yep.
Keyway aid.
Keyblade. It was right there.
You just got keyblade.
A 32.
That is a successful aid. What's your training level in thievery?
That's 17. A crit success, isn't it?
What's your training level?
TEML.
T. Okay, so +2. It is not a crit success.
No, I thought the 15 DC was...
Sure?
I thought it was normal aid rules. Rolling! Natty 18, baby! Plus... 20.
Well, maybe it is normal aid rules. I don't want to say that. Hold on.
That's before my
you
aid do, dance.
Before you finish your math, okay. Let me make sure that I'm not being a jerk.
See my aid dance?
It takes a lot of effort for me to make sure I'm not being a jerk.
Be nice to my friend Scott now.
Yeah, so I can adjust the DC for particular hard tasks, but even if I did, I think that this would be a crit success. Even if I put the very hard modifier on it, it would be DC 20.
Right.
So you're right. It is a crit. +2 from Keyway.
Sweet.
Yeah. Keyway aid.
And
it's
rolled
delicious.
A 38 total, so that's 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a critical success to disable whatever this device is. As the tension is released when you cut the string, you hear the faintest, only you can hear it, so it doesn't alert anyone else.
Okay.
Jingling of a little bell.
Oh.
And what you think you've disabled is an alarm that would have notified anybody that you were coming through the door.
Ah.
Man, we're doing good, guys.
Good job.
Jingle, jangle.
Jingle, jangle. No, no.
What is this, Christmas?
Not anymore. Not for me.
No.
Do I hear anything on the other side of that door?
It's eerily quiet.
We need to be stealthy, guys. We need to be stealthy.
All right. Does that mean we're still exploration mode the same, or are you following the leader?
I'm following the leader.
Well, if we do that, it's a different exploration mode. I'm sorry, following the expert.
Yeah, I heard.
I'm following the expert.
An ex-Bernard. Shannar.
Sorry.
What
was
that?
I don't know. I think we all would have to do it.
Oh, we can't, like, walk it in a stack?
I mean, we could walk in a stack, but if you're following the expert, then that would help. That's if we were all switching to sneaking through and no longer searching for danger.
You can follow the expert to avoid notice if you want to be able to roll a stealth check to... Roll for initiative if something were to happen.
What if we find a trench coat large enough
for all three of you?
And we stack on top of each other.
Well, what's Kal-El going to do?
We'll lay on Kal-El's back.
I'm going to put that idea on the table. Okay. We're not going to take it off the table.
We're going to workshop it. We're going to
put it on the fridge.
It's on the fridge.
We'll see it every time we walk by.
So you can access it if we need to.
All right.
There may or may not be a trench coat. I don't want to say no. I don't want to say yes.
Okay, it's eerily quiet. Darnayru would like to crack the door open and peek.
All right, you crack the door open and peek, and what you see is a hallway that is 4 squares long, 2 doors on either side of you, one port, one starboard, and then 4 squares away at the end of the hall, another door.
Are we going forward or checking these side rooms out? Don't all speak at once.
Sorry, I was adjusting the sound.
I was waiting for Brittany.
I don't want to go in there.
I want to go to the end of the hall and skip these side rooms.
If we open up the side rooms and there's her goons in there.
There were goons in the starboard side room that
you saw Luton them in saw. There.
Only on the starboard side, right?
Yeah.
Port side has not been viewed.
Right. And I couldn't see into the closest room.
Correct.
Just the far one. So we definitely know there's a couple of guys in there. But do we think the bomb's in there?
I don't know. Based on what you explained on what Luton saw, the box wasn't the right size for the bomb, and the box, Scott told us, was empty, but there was something underneath the curtain in the other corner of the room. And so that made me think it was like another glass sentry, like on the deck that we fought. It could not be.
If we go in and pass the rooms, then that means there's a possibility that they're going to come from behind. Fighting in front and behind.
Mm-hmm. That'd be terrible.
Or we clean them up on the way in.
Where's everybody at hero point wise?
2.
1.
2.
2.
Okay.
I.
You gave us all 1 last time. so we should have. I don't know how you have three.
He had two beforehand.
Right.
Oh, okay.
He was banking them.
Got it.
He said something stupid that made me laugh. I gave her a point. You know how it goes. Yeah. You know, the
use. It's that easy.
Scott, you're so funny.
No. So desperate. Pathetic.
Your mutton chops.
Oh, now we're talking.
They really set off that chin. You know I like the chin.
That 45 on you looks so good.
So good.
That
45. 45.
Did you say his number 45?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hair dye?
Just for him. Just
for
him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's just, good attention to detail.
Yeah. Just, yeah, just for men 45. Just
sets
for
off me. The eyebrows and everything. You're wearing those glasses.
You guys are good. Nice. You guys are good. I'm going to let you keep baking the pie.
I do feel, okay. I agree. What you just said is what's going back and forth in my head.
Yeah.
And I could go either way.
Yeah.
So I think it's up to these other two fine gentlemen in this establishment.
What do you think, fine gentlemen?
Meh.
Skibbity bebop.
Let's go in. Let's go all the way down the hall. And
you
want to
skip the side rooms?
Skip the side rooms?
Yeah, because we would need to go in a room to get into another room where we know two dudes are waiting.
Right.
But what Brittany brought up.
Yeah.
If you remember that.
Yeah. They're going to come behind us and try
maybe
to kill us.
They will pincer us.
Then we bring the Jaguar.
In the rear.
And let him do some damage.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jordan?
Costco style, right?
Yeah.
Nom nom.
I wish I could be like old school Gary Gygax right now and play in a different room so you guys couldn't see my face.
But we can't.
I know. So I'm just
I can
kidding.
See it behind the microphone anyway.
Yeah. He used to stack all of his like filing cabinets and desk and stuff like that in between him and his players.
So he'd Mr. Wilson it?
So they couldn't see anything that he was cooking behind the scenes. I know, it's awesome.
Because you know he's back there like...
Yeah. He was a horrible little miser and kind of a nasty person. But I'm grateful for his...
Faces.
Yeah, I'm grateful for the gift that he gave to humanity.
Did you go to high school with this guy or something?
No. Oh. He was the creator of Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, that Gary Gygax.
Yeah, la la la.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, la la la.
I remember that dude.
Yeah, you guys are friends.
Drove El Camino.
He probably did.
I mean, personally, I love exploring all the rooms, but that's gotten us into trouble in the past. Like,
right?
I'm having flashbacks to the temple. What's it called?
Temple of Gygax.
Right.
Caverns of Time.
Caverns of Time.
Crystal. Whatever it was. Yep. That place.
It's a good throwback, Greg.
Great throwback, right?
I say we go. We'll just
go to the end.
I'm just afraid of having to fight a bunch of these things and us walking into this.
Then let's roll for it, guys. I mean.
Oh, let's let the dice decide.
I'll submit to a dice roll.
So
let's go.
I mean, if everyone else is, I will.
Odds, you go through the end hall, closer towards the front of the boat. Evens, you check out the two side rooms.
Yeah.
The even.
Jordan's
going to roll.
A real die.
Odds and evens. What type of die are you rolling there? A D20.
He's got
a classic old school thunder die from my first campaign.
Barely fits in his hand.
This is from your first campaign?
It is. Yep.
Want to blow on it for me?
Nope.
Okay.
That is all you. I will not take any responsibility for what happens.
14.
Checking the rooms.
So checking
rooms.
Checking
rooms. Okay.
Starboard or port?
14's even?
Yes. So 14 is an even. Very good. And
do you
want a prime?
It's not a prime. Nope. It's not divisible by three, right?
Prime numbers are only divisible.
Almost broke your whole brain.
By one in themselves. That's right.
Do you guys want to go port first?
You silly goose.
You're like, what?
Stop honking at me, you silly goose.
Honk, honk. I say we go port first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Port is left.
Since we've seen Starburst.
And there's a dragon in there.
You check the door. It is not locked.
Okay.
And I need a perception check from Kibwe and Ixel. Are you still searching for danger, Kibwe?
Yes, searching for danger.
So we're not going to change off of that.
All right. Perception check. 29.
There does not appear to be any traps on this door, and it is not locked.
Oh, nope.
It's
no,
5 feet down
the
hall.
It's not a 29. I apologize. It's a 27.
Still same result.
All right.
Not even going to change it in the edit.
Math is hard.
So we don't need Ixel to roll?
I rolled a 23, so.
Okay.
Jeez, guy.
I was doing math and wasn't listening to anything you said.
It's good. Is your marching order correct? As you guys are going in here, Darnayri's in the hall, Kiwi's behind him.
Who likes to run in first?
I mean, Ixel's got plenty of movement speed, so if you need him to move in, he can from the back, right?
I certainly can.
I don't mind being the first to the door. Okay.
It shouldn't be me.
Just crack it open.
What I said was that there doesn't appear to be any locks or traps on the door, and it is closed.
So. Oh, I don't hear any. It's still eerily quiet.
It's still quiet, yes.
Mm, okay. Well, let's...
Starboard side?
Try to open this
port.
No, let's go in. I want to go in there.
I thought we just checked the. We were just checking the door.
We haven't gone in yet.
Right. Okay.
Correct.
Gotcha.
That's right.
Welcome, Jordan.
Thank you. What are we doing?
We're going in.
Are you just open? Okay.
Cracking her open, trying to be inconspicuous.
Trying to be conspicuous. Roll a stealth check.
Kick open the door.
37.
Dude, you are on it today.
With a whisper, the door slides open, and you see a rather plush and posh sitting room, a luxury sitting room, in fact.
Posh.
I have some Coley K as we approach the finish line here. I
haven't heard Coley K in
something
a
dead in here.
Several cushioned benches and ottomans decorate this cozy sitting room. A large oil painting hangs from the wall depicting ships at sea.
Creepy.
Arched windows, mostly shrouded by white curtains, run along the aft wall of the room, which are currently all shut and are shielding you from being able to see out, but there are four of them, and that's what's in this room. Also, about three squares away from you and toward the bow of the ship, the front of the ship, is another door leading into another room beyond.
Okay.
These are luxury passenger suites. And so what you're seeing at the moment is the sitting room outside of what you assume to be an inner bedroom chamber, similar to the same one that you saw on the other side of the boat, Luton, when you scouted.
Okay.
I know it's just a game, but that's a great design. I'd go
right?
on this boat.
I know. Yeah. I want to take a ride on the gear smoke if it wasn't going to explode.
But, yeah, I don't want all the magic and the...
Right, and the horrifyingness.
The Yoda bites.
Okay.
So now what to do? As you have a 2-square by 3-square room in front of you that is empty.
I want to roll to light it on fire.
Oh, and there is an empty crate. I'm sorry, there was one last thing in that room is an empty crate that's been disassembled.
Did it look like the same crate that Luton saw earlier?
It does look like the same crate that Luton saw earlier. Or medium-sized crate. It's been broken down and emptied. Whatever was inside of it
is
not there anymore.
Maybe that's what the bombs were in.
No, because the boxes are too small for the bomb. Unless they brought the bomb in parts, which would be weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, it's not that weird, but whatever.
Yeah, why would that be weird?
Because it didn't feel right. I'm going to go listen at the other door.
Right, yeah, I don't want to light this room on fire.
Well, we got to go, there's one more room to check on the
side. Move yourselves about how you want to move, too.
Also, the ship is made out of wood. If we light one room on fire, the whole ship gets
and
caught
Luton,
on fire?
That's as right. You reach that spot there between the two doors, detecting magic, you're almost overwhelmed.
Oh, no.
With the amount of magic that you're detecting.
Oh, we're getting close.
At the very edge of your 30-foot range.
Ooh.
That's got to be the bow situation.
It is.
Ibrahim.
It's almost nauseating.
Luton, are you okay?
It's like watching Friends.
There's so much magic here.
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Can I tell which direction?
Yeah, it's coming direct from straight ahead, the bow of the ship.
It's just coming from ahead down the end of the hall.
Past that door that's out in front of you.
That must be what is causing this magic to surround the whole ship.
You also do not feel it rebounding off of you. In the past, when you've searched for magic and you detected magic on, what's their name that was down in the bottom of the power plant?
Oh, yeah.
What was their name?
I forget the names immediately after
I know,
we're
me
done,
too.
So I can't.
Parsis.
The vampire. Parsis.
Parsis took me a
second. Detected back, right, and reflected it back on you.
This is not happening.
You know that feeling, because that was horrifying then to have it rebound, and that is not happening to you now.
Okay. Mm. How do I describe that? I don't know.
You're detecting magic and you're not being detected.
I am not being detected.
Secret magic.
This is different than with Persis.
Mm. Okay. Do I hear anything this
it's
next
one? It's more powerful than Persis.
Oh, significantly.
By a lot.
The most powerful magic
like the runes.
You've ever felt, and you've met Ustrasila.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Even Ustrasila's got nothing on this?
Nothing
I'm
on
scared.
What's happening.
I'm scared.
This is a problem.
What about Gozray?
What about Gozray?
More powerful than Gozray?
Since when has Luton met Gozray?
Hasn't Luton...
No.
You don't know that.
Anyway.
Secret. Nuh-huh.
Okay. Maniacal
Luton didn't
laughing.
Know how to detect magic back then.
Okay.
Come on, Jordan.
What?
Yeah, right? Tell him. What do you think, Duval?
I mean,
what do you think about Jordan?
I love the guy. Sometimes I just don't know.
But,
you know. Yeah.
If you could adventure with anyone else, would you?
What do you mean?
If you could swap Jordan out with anybody.
Please don't do that.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I mean, Tom Hardy might be fun, but whatever.
Wow.
Ariana Grande?
Henry Cavill?
Ariana Grande would be hilarious.
No. Henry Cavill actually plays.
I did watch Captain America, by the way.
You've made
thing.
It through that whole thing?
The whole thing.
Here I thought it was going to take several years. What part did you not like? The part where he saved all of America from the Red Skull's evil plot?
I didn't
like. Is that
like,
the part you didn't
like? Didn't like CG Scrawny.
You mean the
CG Scrawny?
You didn't like Little Steve?
That was weird.
It was weird.
That was super weird.
Yeah, but if you didn't have Little Steve, you wouldn't have that
big
glorious reveal of Big Steve.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I like that.
What I really like is Haley Atwell touching his chest was not in the script because she couldn't help herself.
Yeah.
And neither could we.
Neither could we. That's right.
I'm good. But
he's such a liar.
He's such a liar.
If Chris Evans was here shirtless and oiled up in front of you right now, you would be like, whoa.
Have we
freshly
met?
Freshly waxed.
Specimen.
Have we met?
We have.
Okay.
And that's why I speak in confidence.
I don't think we've met.
That's why I speak confidently.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It was a dud. But anyway, no, it's not about me.
It was not a dud.
That's a hot take.
I love it.
I mean, whatever.
Brittany's literally wearing a Spider-Man t-shirt right now, and you're in here besmirching the good name of Steve Rogers.
I haven't seen one of those yet. I'm talking about Captain America.
It's fine.
Just saying.
You haven't seen a single Spider-Man?
Nope.
Snooze fest.
Oh. By the way, Michael Christopher agreed with my entire take.
Michael Christopher works in IT, okay?
Oh! It's just, the Jordan, how do you feel? Gasped.
I don't work at IT.
I love it that he keeps saying that.
I have never worked in IT.
You're pretty good, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, goodness.
That's great. That's awesome.
Brian's laughing somewhere.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Good. Enjoy it, Brian. Rub it in his face, Bri.
Okay.
All right, let's do this.
Darnayru,
we
got to
check for locks,
anything?
And I want to hear.
You don't hear anything. Okay. I know you asked me that four times now.
I did.
And I'm having a good time over here.
That's
you don't
okay.
hear anything.
I'm just scared. Okay, let's crack that door open stealthily as I can.
Like a burr.
Roll stealth.
Dude,
35.
You're on
35.
It today.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was rolling my combat die by
accident. That's a good stealth roll. You open the door.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
You see beyond.
Oh, gosh.
You see a couple shield marshals and another cloth-covered contraption that you can't tell what it is in the corner of this room. A shield marshal standing very close by. They seem ready.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, they're waiting.
But they're not waiting.
Oh.
Because your stealth roll was so good, and you've disarmed their notification system.
Yes.
You're able to get a peek through the door, see them without being noticed.
Okay.
Nice.
Like a ghost poop.
You shut the door?
Shut the door immediately, yeah. Just a peek and get out of there.
All right. You tell your team with using the message cantrip so that
they can make no sound. Yeah.
Meow.
You're all allowed one response to the message cantrip. Well, Darnayru, what do you say?
Yeah.
There are two shield marshals, and underneath a thing is blah, blah, blah.
Kibwe, what's your response? You're only allowed one sentence. Make it count.
Get out of my head.
Pass.
What does Ixel say when he hears Darnayru's voice in his head?
Ixel says, "We should leave them be then. We have bigger fish to fry."
What does Luton say? That was Kal-El.
Yeah, that was Kal-El.
He speaks for both of us. Let's go.
Kiwi says,
"Come back out here."
What are field parcels doing in that room?
Field parcels?
What?
Because he didn't hear him.
Oh, like telephone.
Like field marshals, field parcel. I mean, yeah.
No, it's good. Yeah, I'm smiling.
I know.
Yeah,
you can't tell because it's behind the mutton chops.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Hey, even a 3 out of 10 causes a smile.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like,
true.
Take the W.
Like Captain America. Nice. Nice.
Okay.
Oh, Duval's zero friends.
So is that a clear? We go back in the hallway?
Yeah, I think so.
You guys are avoiding this dangerous situation. You
is
go
it
back
dangerous?
In the hallway.
There's only two of them.
And something and under a thing.
We have very few heals left, and we are going into
what is your healing
complete
situation?
Unknown.
Are there any charges left on the staff?
I know we were weak.
I don't
below
think
those
you,
all of a sudden.
You. I think you used all the charges on the staff.
No,
I thought
no,
we used
I did
the
not.
Wands.
Yeah, we did use some wands.
You definitely used the wands after the last combat.
I got healed.
I have 7.
Yeah, that's right. You only used 1 level 3 charge.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I have lots of things left on the
staff. And all of her druid spells, and you have all of Keyboy's healing bombs.
I'll love them.
For the day, too.
Are the wands
so
supposed to be
lies,
used?
Jordan.
Because no, I have one out of one on both.
I don't think
wands.
So because you treated wounds twice okay. and cast one healing spell. If
then
I remember correctly,
then we should be okay.
Then why am I not at full health?
Aha!
Oh,
good question. Hmm. Kiwa is sitting at 103 of 130. He's worse off than you. What are you complaining about?
Yeah, right.
Come I'm on. Complaining not being full health.
Can I do a quick, how many hit points are you down?
If you retreat back, you can do a treat wounds situation.
Okay. I think that's a good idea.
Spend yeah,
I
don't a few minutes
come back
patching
to the hallway.
Each other up again. Okay.
Let's do it. Let's
is
do
anyone
it.
Else down?
So
I'm only down 6. I'm fine.
You guys head back down to the mid deck in a spot where you feel a little more comfortable and you want to do some wound treating. That's fine. This is a good time to do it. Go ahead and roll a treat wounds, Luton, on Keyway.
Yeah.
DC 30? Well, you don't have to roll a hot one like that if you don't want to. It's a lot of healing.
2d8.
Did you roll the nature check?
Oh, no, I need
to. She's like, it's a guaranteed yeah, success.
If she gets better than a 3, it's a guaranteed
not
success.
Not a 12.
Okay. So oh, that's yeah. that's your 2d8 plus 30. You're full on the plus 30. Roll it for Ixel.
2d8.
You don't have to roll.
Okay.
He's hot. He's all the way up on the bonus health.
Heal me, please.
Okay. You're healed.
Yay!
You're healed!
Thank
what
you.
About Darnayru?
I'm only down 6. I'm fine. I don't want to waste another 10 minutes on okay. this when there's yeah. a spell being cast.
Ixel, you have to roll nature check to heal Ixel.
Or not.
I already did.
You did? What'd
that's
you get?
What I just did.
Oh,
you're healed.
You
I got 12, plus I have 24.
Or Keyway now.
36.
I thought that was for Keyway.
I was, okay.
You just have to roll 2. It doesn't matter how you okay. do it or when you do it.
I just did.
What was the second one? Oh, they were both 12s?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Double 12.
You got the nice. Same exact roll both times. It confused the okay. crap out of me.
So 2d8 again.
You don't have to roll that either.
Okay. You're healed.
Bonus healing is 30
thank
on
you.
That treat wounds. And if you were wounded, you're no longer wounded.
I just feel better with all of our hit points.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm really nervous.
I don't think we should go into these side rooms anymore.
Too late. We already rolled the dice.
Oh,
we can
true.
Move on. I mean,
do you want to inspect the starboard?
Well, before we answer that, is there anything more to inspect or perceive about that box that's opened?
What's in the box?
No.
No.
Nothing okay. about the crate gives off what its contents were.
Okay.
So we have 4 confirmed shield marshals and 2 devices under sheets.
Oh, you know what? Darnayru's trained in crafting, right?
I am.
Roll
I am
a crafting
too.
Check.
Ooh, can well, I?
He was the one who looked under the...
Right.
Well, that's no
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, I rolled a natty 2 on that one. So that's
oh,
only a 18.
Man.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Whatever's hiding under those sheets, you don't know. Someone else would have to take a look.
I'll take a look.
No.
Roll a stealth check.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
Why would I have to roll a stealth check?
Because you don't want to be seen.
Peek open the door.
Open, we got lucky.
You
want to
peek in that door.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that then.
Okay.
I mean, unless you're ready to, because you're like all,
there's only 2 of them. We can take them.
Yeah, but there's 2 of them plus
a. Talk like that.
A machine gun under that thing that has legs.
There's no machine guns in this game.
You watch.
All right, we're good. We're not doing it.
I'll bet there's machine guns in this game.
There's no machine guns. Though we've been through all
there's
this.
Magic in this game. There could very well be machine guns.
Okay, what are we doing now? Are we going starboard?
I mean,
starboard?
they had crank operated machine guns.
That's
in
called
the
a
Civil
Gatling
War.
Gun.
They had Gatling guns. Yeah. That's close enough.
Those are gun. Gear.
They had driven. Gatling guns before the Second Amendment, y'all.
Yeah,
it's true.
Okay. I don't think we
the
need
Second
to
Amendment
check.
Says we can have Gatling guns. Yeah. I think. I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure the Second Amendment.
What's says, that written?
Pretty sure.
Second Amendment says that Steve, your neighbor, can have a Gatling gun.
Yeah.
As long as he's in the militia.
I don't think we should check. I don't think we need to check the starboard side since we already know what's in that other room. It looks like it's the same thing.
And three shield marshals were in the other room.
Right, there's
side.
3 on
okay,
that
so
side.
So there's 5 total for sure.
And 2.
You are not honoring the con, yeah.
So, okay.
There will be no march.
What if one of these boxes contains...
Hold on. What were you trying to say?
I don't remember.
Okay. You said there was 3. You were getting the numbers.
Yeah,
saying
3
how
total
many there were.
Shield marshals and then 2 devices under the sheet.
For so, 5 total.
For 5 total. And the way I see it, there's 3 options. We can either pass them,
mm-hmm.
go forward, mm-hmm. knowing that they look ready and they're probably going to come in behind us.
Yeah.
We could... go in and fight them one at a, like each room at a time before we even get to Loveless, or we could draw them out.
Draw them out how?
Like
set off something,
kick open the door
some sort of in this bigger room where there's more space to move around.
How about Luton flies back to that window?
Jeez.
Gets, no, hold, hear me out. Hear me
I
out.
I have a bad crafting check.
Luton flies back to that window again,
okay.
draws them to the window. We rush in and push them out of the window.
Right yeah. onto Luton.
No, she can fly it out of the way. And
as
she,
we're teleporting.
Sounds like a yeah, great metal box caper again.
All right.
It sounds like a way worse.
It's up to you guys.
I don't know. I refrain from the vote. All right, Brittany, I will do what everyone else
does.
Don't
want to miss out. Brittany. I don't want to miss out on Loveless's heart in a box that gives us control of the ship.
You know? Heart in a
there
box.
There is no Loveless heart in a box.
That's a the Caribbean reference. Yep. No, I got it. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
It could be.
It was mid.
I got to go watch those seven movies again.
Don't call my reference mid. Yep.
That was pretty good.
I'm so lost. Brittany, so what should we do? They're popping their faces.
Yeah, I don't know.
Davy Jones?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want to fight these guys in close quarters like that. Maybe it would be better. I don't know. But
if we're going to fight them, I think we draw them out. But we disable the alarm, which gives us a slight element of surprise.
You guys do excel at close quarters combat.
We're the Shunfall of freaking five.
Man. Holler.
So do you think
Kaka.
We should take them on first in close quarters, like each room at a time?
I mean, there's no reason why they wouldn't run in when they hear a commotion going on in the big room we're heading to. Well, it's what we assume to be a big room.
Eerily silent.
It's because they're waiting.
What will you do?
What will we do?
Tell me.
Let's roll the dice.
It's time to decide.
Evens, we go fight them. Odds, we go down the hallway.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you rolling?
Another dice roll?
It's a one.
You rolled a natty one.
That's a good sign.
Get that out of the way.
Wow.
It's a natty one.
A natty one is charge into the next room.
Going out the room, down the hall.
Oh my gosh! You guys are good with this?
You rolled it.
You guys are being so PNW right now. No one's saying anything.
I'm not supposed to.
Normally,
well, not you.
Normally, when it's not so close to the end and there's lots going on, it's just going to make this fight really, really difficult potentially. If five more shield marshals and two robot Gatling guns walk in,
what's stopping you guys from taking them out?
Right now?
I don't understand what's stopping you guys from taking.
He rolled
the side
a natty
rooms.
One.
We've made this mistake before.
What
we
mistake?
Have pushed forward when we should have fought what was in front of us, and then it messed us up.
Are you feeling puppeteery? Is that what you're thinking?
Ooh, that's a good.
Okay, then let's go fight some steam marshals.
I'm just saying.
Do you
want
to take out the three first? Because my vote would be to attack the one that has more first, so that we don't have three shield marshals bum rushing in on us when there's two. Okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Let's go fight three.
I don't think you can say that. Let's go fight the three.
What?
Okay.
All right. Don't just let the record show. No one's already in the honor of the Carnia over here.
Carnia. I hope people listening understand where that reference is from.
I don't. No, I'm sorry. I don't get the reference.
Oh, 300, man.
But you got Davy Jones.
It's the hot gates right here.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Another guy.
The car.
That's not a word.
The dude looks like he's eating his face.
Yeah, no, I remember the guy.
It's spelled like Carnier almost.
Can I send Kal-El in?
His name is like Scripidopolis or something.
Intimidating, intimidating roar.
Rawr.
That's a spell that you cast to put on Kal-El, so it is possible. Yes, it lasts for a minute if I remember correctly.
Ooh.
So you can charge him up with that.
Ooh.
Debuff him a little bit.
That's like buff him, not debuff.
No, I mean debuff the guy.
Buff Kal-El.
Yeah. Right, buff Kal-El, debuff them with intimidation.
Debuff the losers.
Do you guys want to do that, or would you rather?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Where's Ixil and Kibwe?
In the hallway.
Somewhere.
Scratching my toes.
Underneath Kal-El, I guess.
He takes up the whole room.
I'm going to watch the hallway, and if anybody comes out, I'm going to blast them with my blunderbuss.
You know what? Before we come running in here, can I sabotage the port side door and lock it so it takes them longer to get out of it?
Great idea.
Yes. What would that be?
It's still
let's
thievery.
Say a thievery check. Yeah.
Come on, baby.
I rolled that terribly. Let's see, 27.
27. You jam a piece of your lockpicking kit, your thieves kit, into the lock of that door, and you snap it off with the handle of one of your flisses.
Yeah.
And you feel like you've jammed that door pretty well, to the point where it would require a strength check to get through it instead of just opening it, like
Sweet.
An action.
Okay, this is fun. Can I craft a booby trap on it?
Do you have any booby trap formula? I don't think so.
Can you craft snares? Formula? Is that like a...
Yeah, snare crafting and trap crafting is like a specific thing.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Then.
Inventors get it like as a base.
You know, they get it.
Guess we can't do that.
If Varg was here, he could do it.
Yep.
But he's not because he's dead.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
Too soon, man.
Not to kill the rest of you.
I miss Varg. You always say that. It never happens.
Yeah, you're right.
We're the Shunfall of Five.
I miss Varg.
Get with it.
Me too, bud.
Yeah, right. All right.
I don't see that spell anywhere.
How hard is that door?
Oh, you know what? That was a druid spell, and you took that off so you could have heal spells. Blame.
Blame who?
What Kairos. Did you just
Kairos.
Kairos is visiting his mom, guys.
I blame Kairos for everything.
Kairos is visiting
this his mom. This is a lot of his fault.
His mama.
How important would it be to have magic arrows right now?
Really important.
Instead, you got plus +3 splash damage.
It takes all kinds.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding.
Ixil, do you want to run in this room first?
He's got to
punch him in the face.
Sure, I'd love to.
Do we have anything intimidating we can nerf them with?
Just intimidate.
What if Kairos is on the other side?
You can
side
get in there
the
and do it yourself with your.
He's the evil one.
Demoralize.
Oh, I can, right?
Mm-hmm. And Kal-El can demoralize too, but you have to command him to do so. But he can. He has an intimidation skill.
Okay.
So what you see in front of you, of course, is a door that is not locked. And I need a perception check.
From who?
From the danger searchers.
Rolling.
Ixil and Keyboy.
36.
Oh, good job, dude. How about a 26?
You both feel confident that there's no traps on the door. It is shut. It is not locked. What next?
I send a message cantrip to Ixil and say, kick the freaking door and door and let's go for this.
Powering your way in?
But what if there's a way that Ixil could rush in and like kick someone out the window?
You're not facing
What do you want me to do? Sneak the door open?
Sneak the door open so you can just like quietly run in.
Is that what you say?
Well, what you want is initiative.
Yeah.
That's what's going to determine that.
Okay.
If you roll a good enough initiative, then you can potentially do that. If not, you might have to have it set up by somebody else or just deal with it.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's a really good question to have in the back of your mind as Ixil's two-toed scaly foot
Yuck.
Yep.
Is primed.
Yep. Roll for initiative.
Are you doing that? You're kicking that door in?
Smash! This is Sparta! All
right. Then we will be rolling for initiative as the door is kicked open.
Incredible initiative.
Red wine.
Oh, not this
Don't
guy.
Don't forget to add plus +1 to your rolls from me for scouting.
Ixil, what'd you get for initiative?
34, love.
Lots of different voices from you today. Luton, what'd you get for initiative?
21. Yeah.
Is it even possible for you to roll that low?
In jail.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Keyway.
42, isn't it?
I don't even know what you said.
32.
42, isn't it?
32.
I heard 2. 4.
All I heard was 2. 30, so that's what you're getting.
32. I'll say it in PNW. 32.
32. I just want to say it in a language that everyone understands.
Don't do that. I'm multicultural.
39. Holy smokes.
Whoa.
Wow. This guy came
39
to play.
39, 34. Good rolls.
32 is pretty good, too.
It's okay. It's kind of mid.
Kind of like mid. That. Skibbity.
Yeah. There are 3 shield marshals in this room that you know of. I think you can only see one. Zero. Darnayru can see 0 of them. Yeah. Ixil can see 2.
Yeah.
There's a 3rd one in that room somewhere. We start combat in episode 126 with Darnayru and his 39.
39. All right. I'm going to see how far I can get. 5, 10. I'm going to run in the room for my first movement.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm going to try my darndest to get to the other side of this shield marshal. As soon as I run the door, I see him to my left. I have enough movement to get around him, but I almost feel like I should just try to roll an acrobatics check and get on the other side of him.
So the room, Gil, is 5 squares wide from port to starboard and only 2 squares from bow to stern. There is a corner halfway through to the starboard side where the room stretches to 4 squares from bow to stern. So it's a tight quarters. It's in fact a kind of like a extended stay America suite. You know, you've got a couch and a dresser and another like dining room, little bistro table, a bed. All the furniture that you see in the room here, if you're walking over it, is difficult terrain.
Hmm.
Which is why it'd take me more than one action to run around him. So I'm going to try to tumble behind him.
The shield marshal that Darnayru is referring to is immediately inside the door to the left when you go through the door. Yeah. So it's not the square right in front of the door. It's the square to the left of the door. There's a shield marshal in the corner, which is 1 up and 2 to the right. And then now Darnayru sees that 3rd shield marshal, which is around the corner. Now, if you want a better visual of this, go to our Discord where I post all of the map shots from the gear smoke for everybody to view every week. That's what he's facing right now. And you decide to tumble through this off guard shield marshal.
He's already off guard because I'm operating before him, but I want to get on the other side strategically.
Very good.
Stupid shield marshal.
Oh, no. Natty 1.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
So
that's a failure.
I want to use a hero. I have to use the hero point, and I don't want to use it, but I'm going to. I can't have a natty
Don't
one.
Don't roll that stupid die again.
This is my combat die. Natty 14 plus 23. Is that do
That's
it?
That's a critical success.
That's pretty good this time.
Thank you. So that's my first action.
Darnire is tucked in the corner on the far side, and you do see that that shield marshal that's in the opposite corner from you is standing near that covered contraption, whatever it might be.
Scatling gun with legs. Okay. Calling it. Now I will... I'll do twin feint against this guy.
Okay.
Swinging my first flister.
It's a good first action.
Natty 20.
Natty 20
on my first swing. Oh my
dang. Oh, wow. Okay, so Shield Marshal 3 is going to catch some knives.
Oh, he's going to catch some knives.
This is brutal.
Right.
Brutal.
Okay.
We're in like
He doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
He has no...
Technically, you have cast the message cantrip recently. I'm just saying.
I know, but I would have had to... it's in
Does
combat
it have to
only.
Be in it's a combat action?
These are the breaks.
Not me trying to boost my boy over there. Just a little bit.
More than six Kurt seconds Blum. Has passed.
We'd love to see you boost a little bit.
Rolling for damage. This first hit is 50 damage.
Sweet goodness gracious.
Take
Holy
that.
Smokes.
Dang. Wow.
And
50 demu.
50 damage, and does it matter? A little bit of that's electric. Does that matter to you?
Nope. Okay. But I think I'm glad you told me. Don't I have some bleed that goes along with that too?
That's the other. That's the second attack.
The second
that's coming.
Of Felissa.
Yeah.
No, just hold on.
The second of Felissa.
Of Felissa.
Roll to hit.
Well, there's one other thing. Pause for edit real quick so I can think about this for a second.
No. I'm the editor. I probably will. I usually just say, I got a 36 to hit. And the damage is if you've ever listened to the show.
If both strikes do damage, then something else happens. Okay, I thought there was something if the first one hit other than it being off guard. Rolling for the second
You're
attack.
You're going to hit the second attack. You got to.
Natty 17.
Holy
okay.
smokes.
Nice. Okay, okay.
What's Which the total?
Plus 15, so 32.
32 is a...
Critical.
Okay. Not a crit. Even though he's off guard.
By one! Oh, by one! By one, man. I'm so sorry.
So I'm so sorry.
27 damage.
Holy smokes. Wow.
And that one has... I don't have bleed anymore. It's vitality and electric. And he's also stupefied one.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's brutal.
And that is four.
All right. What a turn for
Darnire. Oh, sorry. You have to do a will save.
Or... I become
or you
stupefied.
Become stupefied one until the end of your next turn.
What is the DC for the will save?
That's only 26. Kind of low.
Okay. No, I failed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you're a dummy
I'm
for
stupefied.
A round.
Okay.
Well, until the end of your next turn. So it'll,
right. Stupefied for one round. Yep. Okay. That is a monster turn.
Well done.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Incredible.
Nice. I told you, use red wine.
That brings us. Oh, gosh.
That is a good
That
one.
Brings us to Ixil Thraxos.
Ixil's going to run into Shield Marshal 1.
The one in the corner?
Yep.
Okay.
And attempt to trip him.
Very good.
31 to trip.
Against my reflex DC.
Against your reflex.
That is a success. He is prone.
Nice.
All right. And then we're doing a little bit of punchy punch.
Uh-oh. Punch town.
Punch town, yes.
Take me on a trip to punch town.
Okay. First attack, 28 to hit.
28. Is a hit against the prone shield marshal who has a broken heart tattooed on his whole face like he was dating Kanye.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We got beef with Kanye. You didn't know?
Oh, who doesn't?
It's official. Since that cold opener I did like a year ago.
Yeah. Official Dice of Thunder beef.
Yeah. Someone tell him.
The second to hit is a 32.
Excuse me. I'm vibing about Kanye beef, okay? You don't need to come in here with your 32s to hit on your third attack modifier. Like some sort of monk god.
This is your third?
Yeah.
That is a monster Sweet. Third attack. You hit.
Is it?
Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a crit.
Yeah. I assumed.
But it is a hit by one. Again, by one.
16 damage for the first, 24 for the second.
16, 24, and a fortitude save?
And a fortitude save.
Fortitude.
What's the DC?
That is going to be, yes, 29.
Corrupt Shield Marshal 1, prone, and stunned.
Nice.
As my fortitude save has failed.
Booyah. That's what I was hoping for.
You guys are working these fellas over. What a turn.
One more thing.
Oh, yeah.
What? I forgot that the critical specialization effect isn't calculated when I use Hero Lab.
Oh, yeah, even
so
more damage?
There is persistent bleed damage.
Oh, okay.
It's 1d6 plus 1.
Well,
so
keep a die aside for me. I'll try to remember that on Shield Marshal 3's turn. Duval was trying to tell you that.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
You didn't really? Listen. Oh, dang it. Should have listened to you.
No, it's okay.
Is that your turn?
I like this game.
That is.
Kibwe Nyoka.
Yeah. So does Kibwe hear any rumbling from the door that Darnayru held got shut?
No.
Okay.
He does not. So as this combat has just started, we haven't even gotten through one round yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll come running unless they hear a gunshot.
Well, let's see what happens.
The eyes you're giving him.
I know.
Kiwi's feeling really John Wick-y right now.
Oh, no.
So he's going to rush in.
Would be a great idea.
He's going to rush in and to the doorway with a running reload.
I'm thinking, yeah, I'm thinking, I'm back.
Not in the doorway, just right outside of it.
Well, you don't even need to do a running reload.
Why not?
Because you've already reloaded your gun.
Okay, well, then you have
a cartridge ready to go when combat
and
starts.
A cartridge and a pear tree.
Booyah, booyakasha.
And I can see the one on the floor.
If you run right into the doorway, you can see both the one on the floor that's prone and the one that Darnayru has been attacking. You should know that prone characters do get a bonus to their armor class against ranged attacks.
Won't matter.
And I just want you to know.
But I can hit them from the doorway, right?
You can hit both of them from where you're at right now.
Okay, I'll hit the one that Darnayru is going after.
Okay. In fact, you're technically in melee with him.
Melee? Really?
Yeah, he's adjacent to you.
I think it's pronounced melee.
Through the door.
Yeah, but that's weak sauce. Okay.
Melee?
No, melee.
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 Melee worms?
It's definitely not melee.
So,
fragile.
That was one move.
It's French.
Keyway's back is against the opposite door.
Thank you, Brittany.
He can see through the door. Corruptional Marshal number 3.
Yep.
And he's going to do a cold shot on his head.
Okay. Stupefy him further.
Yeah.
Mega dummy.
That is a 28 to hit.
A 28 is a hit.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
Kerplunk.
So didn't have the shotgun noise queued up. Is that?
We don't need Sirenscape.
That's a 26 total.
All right.
And it's a call shot on his head.
Yeah, so I'm just stupefied, right? I just get the condition.
You get the condition.
Already stupefied one.
The target is stupefied 2.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until the end of my next turn.
Whoa. Stupefied 2 until the end of your next turn?
Fantastic. Yeah.
That overrides the stupefied 1 from Darnayru.
Yeah, it does.
That's fantastic.
Doesn't it stack?
No.
I wish.
It doesn't stack. I had this discussion recently with Jeff from Big Campaign in our other campaign that we're playing in. And it doesn't stack because it's a... But it does override because it's a longer duration.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
What if he goes to Jupiter?
To get more stupider.
Yeah.
No,
you guys are hilarious.
I didn't like it.
That's your whole turn.
That's my whole turn.
That's your whole turn.
What do you mean? Is that my whole
quite
turn?
A turn?
What do you mean?
It's good. It's really
no. Somebody made fun of me for having a basic character.
Aw, who?
I don't want to say, but his name rhymes with Blistopher.
Oh, what a scumbag!
I know.
First thing he did, that Blistopher guy, was gift my wife a pair of dice that are 20%ers.
They're pretty nice.
They're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Oh,
but artwork. they don't roll.
You know, that's the problem.
They shouldn't roll.
They should be in a display case.
Pretty roll. Yeah, pretty dice don't roll well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says the man never stops rolling red wine.
Is this, you really
it's
think
true.
It's pretty?
No, very true. So, unfortunately, I need everyone except Ixel to roll a reflex save.
Except Ixel?
Yeah.
Everyone?
Everyone.
Lottie Dottie.
Oh, Corrupt Shield Marshal rolled a 27.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was public.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
That's live.
I was like, look at that.
At least it says plus question mark.
Well,
that's good.
This is what it's like being in the CIA. You said a reflex save, huh?
I did say a reflex save. Kibwe, what'd you get?
Kibwe got a 35.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
Is that right? Yeah. That's right. No, a 33.
Which one?
33.
Okay.
I didn't come here to do math, so.
That's funny, because you're playing Mathfinder.
I know.
Darnayru.
33.
Hey!
Okay.
Come on, Jordan, 33.
Luton. Jordan doesn't have to roll. Luton.
Oh, that's right.
Luton got 31.
Hey! We're in the 30s.
And
Callow got 38.
Callow got 38.
Ooh, look at that.
Nobody got like a 39, right? I heard some high numbers, but...
33 is over here.
Yeah. Excellent. A hail of gunfire erupts. And what I mean...
Because it's a Gatling double blitz.
Hail of gunfire.
Hail.
Tearing through the walls behind you.
Whoa.
Reacting to Kibwe's gunshot.
See? See?
It was going to happen. It didn't matter.
I'm just kidding.
And all of you who were in that cone, every single one of you takes 15 damage.
No.
Unless your successes are critical successes, then you don't take any damage.
Oh. Wait, how do you know if this is critical?
It's that... feature. Do you have the feature?
I have evasive reflexes.
Yeah. He's got evasive reflexes.
I don't like that.
Okay, well, 15. That's stupid.
But that includes my shield marshals. And the one standing by Darnayru dies.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Friendly fire, baby.
Took a way too much damage from all of you at the beginning of combat. But the one around the corner also gets hit by that. And it...
That's a big old cone.
It tears through all the walls. All the windows shatter. I mean, it is an eruption of gunfire.
We're having flashbacks already.
Sounds like that.
CCR starts playing.
Yeah.
Helicopter in the background.
The shield marshal that just died takes his turn. No, that was shield marshal 3. It's shield marshal 1's turn. The one that is...
Ghost!
The one that is...
I rolled a max damage on his persistent bleed, so hey. He takes 7.
Nice. Oh, good. He was definitely dead. He died again.
Yeah.
The shield marshal that is prone and stunned by Ixil, it's time for... his turn. So his first move is to stand up. No longer.
Well,
prone.
Saw that this thing shot and no one was touching it.
This came from the wall behind us.
Oh, it wasn't the
it
one.
It was in the other room.
Oh, I thought you meant the cone right in front of us.
No.
Okay.
Whatever's there is still under a cloth. You don't know what it is.
Okay. It just shot
that's
at
another
us.
Another room.
Yeah, I know what it is. I know what it is.
You know what it is.
I know where it is.
Is it black and yellow? You know what it is. Black and yellow, black and yellow. No? Yeah. Come on.
That's
somebody.
That song had a short life.
The guy really from Call of Duty singing that song is kind of weird.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I prefer black and tan.
FDE.
I prefer tan and olive drab. Krupp Shield Marshal 1 stands up, gun in hand.
Don't do it.
Fires a point blank shot with a Giselle. At Kibwe.
What?
No, I'm sorry, at Ixil. You guys are so alike. It's so hard to tell you apart.
Deflect projectile.
Don't I have to miss first?
Yeah, that's my reaction. So you have to fire
if I
me.
Miss.
If you miss, it works.
Oh, I'm so silly. Yeah.
Okay, very good.
It just gives me a +4 circumstance to my AC.
Rolling to hit against Ixil, 35.
Miss.
Dang it!
Oh, man, okay, yep, that hits.
Oh, for a second I thought it was a miss.
10 damage.
Okay.
And that's his turn because he was stunned and only got 2 actions back. So he stood up and he shot once. He's no longer stunned, but it is no longer his turn. Bringing us to the shield marshal around the corner that has taken a little bit of damage, who's also going to shoot at Ixil with a Giselle in his hand.
His name is Philip.
For a different enemy, can I use a reaction?
Yeah,
that's you
haven't
enemy?
Used it. You haven't used it, yeah.
So,
okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Here we go again.
He looks like
it's because it's an if I miss. That's the trigger,
we need
right?
We need a 33.
33 is a miss against you?
Because I get with this reaction, I get +4.
Right.
Oh, you just add that to your... very cool.
Yeah.
How's the 24 sound?
Yeah.
Don't even need to worry about it. All right,
I'm going to pick that bullet out of the air and just throw it right
with
back at you. Yeah, with my tongue.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Bullet
so it's extra slobbery
power.
When it comes back to you.
Very nice. You have to roll the hit.
And let's see.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's just don't have any saliva.
Claw attack. Natty 1.
Natty 1.
That's
okay.
Not
he reloads and attacks again. This time I got a 31 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay. The damage is 10 damage.
Okay.
That's my turn. Shoot, reload, shoot. It is Luton's turn.
Fireball!
Yeah.
Okay. Luton is going to command Kal-El to enter the room, squeeze through that door with his fat body.
Can do.
And we're going to bite. We're going to go for Krupp Shield Marshal 2.
The one that's around the corner?
Around the corner. He can reach from just right inside the door.
Oh, sure can.
Okay, so rolling to...
I feel like he could reach around the door. Like,
he can
like
reach anywhere, everywhere.
Like when a cat's in a box and they're like...
Yeah, yeah.
Only it's this giant panther paw that's bigger than your head. Can you imagine? I would give up. I'd be like, you know what?
Yep.
Angelique Loveless, I know I got this tattoo on my face because you promised me some land.
How's a 33
Holy crap. Yeah, that's
a hit. Does that
hit?
Nice.
Okay.
Ouch.
Rolling damage.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to do 12 damage with that one.
All right.
I'm going to have him followed up with a claw.
Yeah, that was a cat pounce, that first attack. Following it up with a claw.
25?
That is a hit.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So now we're doing 2d6 plus 8. Piercing. Nice. 19.
Holy smokes. All right, that was your first action. You freaking powerhouse.
Yeah, I can't see from there, right? I'm too far away from the doorway.
Yeah.
I should be able to see.
You can see Corrupt Shield Marshal 1.
Okay. I have a question.
What's your
question? If I cast Electric Arc.
Yeah.
And the target's one or two creatures.
Yeah.
And I can see the first one.
Yeah.
Then it will jump to
that's
the number
correct.
Two.
Okay. You do not require line of sight to. There, nowhere in the spell text does it say you have to be able to see the second target.
Okay.
Cool.
Luton's going to cast Electric Arc.
You don't even have to be able to see the first target, I don't think, because it's just a reflex save. You're just casting Electric Arc.
Which is spicy dance floor.
The old school.
Old school.
The classic.
So spicy.
Spicy dance floor. I'm rolling a reflex save. What's the DC?
29.
Holy crap, that's a really high number. Against Shield Marshal 1 and Shield Marshal 2. They both fail miserably.
Yes.
Full damage to both shield marshals.
Zap them.
All right.
5d4.
64.
64. What? Come on.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That was a good roll, too.
Dislike. Strong dislike.
17 damage. Do I roll for each one of them?
No, they both take the same demu. 17 apiece. Brutal.
17 apiece. And I think that was two actions.
It was.
Oh, that's my turn.
That is your turn. I think you did somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 damage with Kal-El and a cantrip.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That brings us to the end of Luton's turn and the end of round one.
There it is.
There it is, folks. And the end of episode 126.
There it is.
There's the part you don't want to hear. Boom. I don't want to say it, but it's time.
Okay. I guess I can accept it.
Before we cut out all the way.
Yes.
We'll wait till the next episode. Oh, come on.
Yeah. Don't do that.
You can't do that.
You called somebody and said, hey, I have something really important to talk to you. Can you
but
give
I
me a call
remember.
Back?
Yeah. No. Yeah,
you don't right. say what it's about.
Tune in next week.
That's my jam.
Hey, we need to talk.
Oh, exactly.
Later.
Later.
It's really
hey,
important.
We need to talk later.
In like a month.
Greg.
For a month.
Next
I'm
time I see you,
ache.
We need to talk.
Oh, bubble guts for a month.
Yeah. Wow. I can't believe this is happening. We're on the top deck of the Gear Smoke fighting corrupt shield marshals.
It's about to be teleported, as far as we can
tell. Who knows where the Gear Smoke's going?
Yeah.
Electric Avenue.
I think it's going to Next.
Next?
You want to rock
next.
Down?
Two.
We're going to the Eye of Abigago.
Ooh. Electric Avenue? And then what?
Take it higher.
Always take it higher.
Now we get to sing it, right?
Yeah, please.
We're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
We'll see you next week, Thunder Buddies.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.